Hi, my name is Michelle, and I serve as a student leader for Emmaus and a reserve leader at New Philly. And I'll be sharing my testimony. Okay. I grew up in Korea, but I moved to the States when I was 3 years old. I grew up in a Christian family, and growing up, I was a good kid for the most part. In high school, when most of my friends were partying and doing drugs, I was that one rare unicorn in the group who abstained from doing those things. Senior year, my mom told me that God had been telling her through various ways that he wanted our family to move to Korea after I graduated. I was skeptical and confused. I even thought about staying in the States by myself for college, but my parents didn't allow it. Eventually, our family made the move to Korea on July 2011, and after I graduated high school, and I started applying to universities in Korea right away. Since it was summer break, I had a lot of free time, and I quickly fell into the Korean nightlife scene. I started partying every week, getting drunk, being promiscuous, and barely went to the Korean church that my family attended. I was spiritually dry and complacent, and I thought that my new life was more interesting than the boring Christian life I'd been living my whole life. I started school at Ewha University the following year on March 2012. On the first day of school, I met a girl named Judy Kim, and right away she invited me out to Emmaus and New Philadelphia Church. I wasn't interested, but told her that I'd check it out just to be polite. I ended up making it out to a Tuesday night Emmaus large group. And after it ended, I tried to leave quickly, but someone came running up to me and told me that I was in a familiar group. I was immediately annoyed because first, I didn't know what familiar was. Second, I didn't recall signing up for it. And third, I didn't plan on coming back to Emmaus. However, I didn't want to be rude, so I managed to attend about 4 family meetings that semester. But I was late to most of them, even walking in during closing prayer, but everyone was still so kind to me. Other than Emmaus, I went to an English ministry in Gangnam for Sunday services. However, it was too far from my house, and the service time was too early for me to wake up for after a long night of partying. So I decided to attend New Philly because it was closer and the service time was in the afternoon. However, I wasn't planning on being intentional with people, and I separated church from my regular life. As if church hopping wasn't bad enough, I even campus hopped between New Philly Itaewon and New Philly Hillside, and every Sunday, people at both campuses thought I was new. That year, I went to an Emmaus retreat and the 2013 Churchwide retreat. Although the retreats were great, I still fell back into my old habits after I came back from them because I was stubborn and didn't want to surrender everything to God yet. I was still partying and was also in a relationship that wasn't pleasing to the Lord. Furthermore, I didn't want to be intentional with church people because I thought my relationship with God was personal and it didn't need to involve others. After the 2013 churchwide retreat, I thought I should at least show some commitment, so I signed up for New Philly membership class on September. I thought that was enough, and I planned on being a member forever because I had heard about the intense leadership process and the dating protocol, and I wasn't ready to submit to any of it. Even after membership, there were times when I thought about retracting it. However, I started running into New Philly people literally everywhere I went in Seoul, and I saw this as a sign from God to commit to this community. So I stayed. During this time, I also met with Tina weekly for one-on-one discipleship. Tina was so gracious and patient with me. I was still acting foolish, but instead of judging me, she was loving and patient. Still, I didn't want to open up to her too much, so oftentimes I felt like I was living a double life. The following year, I was a junior in college, and it had been 3 years since I first came to New Philly, yet I still hadn't surrendered all of my heart to God or had gotten too involved with church. But I had finally ended the relationship with the guy I was dating. The breakup was really difficult, and I had to deal with the aftermath of this relationship. So on May 2014, I went to my second New Philly churchwide retreat and received counsel from my small group leader, and I repented of my sins and received inner healing. I experienced freedom and felt God's unconditional love for me. Another night during prayer time, I heard God say, this is why I brought you to Korea. Instantly, I was reminded of how before I left the States, my church leaders had prayed and prophesied that God was leading me to Korea for a reason and that I was going to receive breakthrough. For the first time in 3 years, I finally understood why God had brought me here. After the retreat, I hungered to know more of God, so I started reading my Bible and praying more. The more I did this, the more God moved in my life. On one occasion, I was brushing my teeth one morning when I heard God say, talk to this friend from school about this issue. I thought I was crazy and making things up in my own head, so I ignored it. But throughout the whole day, I kept getting reminded of what I had heard in the morning. So I took a leap of faith and approached my friend and confronted her about the issue. Instantly, she was shocked that I knew. In the past, I never really had deep conversations with this friend, but that night, she opened up to me and shared about what she had been going through. I was able to speak into her life, but only because God had empowered me and given me the wisdom that I received at the church retreat to share with her. From this experience, I realized that God could use the weak like me to do his work. Before this, I disqualified myself and thought that I could never be as spiritual as the leaders I saw at New Philly. God continued to speak to me in various ways and break off old mindsets that season. My hunger to know more of God also led me to be more intentional with Emmaus in the fall 2014 semester. For the first time ever, I began attending Emmaus and New Philly fellowship events, not out of obligation, but out of my desire. God used these fellowship events to provide me with some of my biggest breakthroughs, and I learned the importance of community. That fall semester, I also attended the All Things New 2014 Emmaus Retreat. At the retreat, one of the sermons that the guest speaker, Pastor Will Chung, preached about was how we were created to worship God only, and when we begin to worship things of the world, we feel empty. I felt like God was speaking to me through that sermon and telling me to completely surrender all the things I'd been struggling and replacing him with. I had been struggling with debauchery and sexual sins for so long, I thought I'd struggle with it forever. However, God wanted me to surrender all of it so he could have his way in me. After Pastor Will's sermon, I went up for the altar call to surrender, repent, and turn away from my sins for good. At this retreat, we also did an activity where we picked cards with Bible verses on it without looking from the trees that the staff had hung the cards on. The statement, "I am seated with God in heaven," and the verse Ephesians 2 was written on the card that I picked. Ephesians 2 states, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus." Overall, I was in awe of how God led me to this verse. By grace and through faith, I was truly made new. After the retreat, I signed up for leadership with New Philly and also became a student leader at Emmaus. In the beginning, it felt awkward because I wasn't used to being a leader or walking in so much freedom. But I knew that this was who God had created me to be from the beginning. I was created to worship God wholeheartedly and to walk in freedom. That's it. Thank you.